This is John Batchelor. Tonight on the show, I speak with my colleague Gordon Chang, and we speak with our colleague Peter Husey, who is helping us to understand how nuclear deterrence worked in the 20th century and how it can work here in the 21st century. The question is straightforward. What use nuclear weapons deterrence? We're facing two peer rivals, both well nuclear weapon armed, plus their subordinate North Korea, also nuclear weapon armed, plus their subordinate the Islamic Republic of Iran, likely nuclear weapon armed. What use nuclear deterrence? How to discourage, stop, blunt, reverse, damage the intention of our nuclear-powered rivals from attacking the United States? Is it enough to say they don't want their own people to suffer? Peter speaks to that. Is it enough to say they don't care about the future? Peter speaks to that. What use nuclear weapon deterrence? Here's Peter Husey.
How reckless they are is the $60,000 question, and my concern is they have shown themselves to be reckless in the past. They have killed millions of their own people to stay in power. I don't think they're worried about losing millions of people to stay in power again. So the question is the reckless meter, so to speak. Where do you think Putin and Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un are, and the mullahs in Iran? Remember, Khomeini was asked, why would you attack Israel? Because Israel would nuke Iran in reply, and Iran would cease to exist as a society. And Khomeini said, who cares? He said, I don't care about Iran. I care about all the Jews in Israel dying. And Castro said similar things during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So these are very, very totalitarian people who they may want to survive, but I don't think they care much about their own people, to be honest with you. So how reckless can they be? They don't tell us. So the question is, you better have a very strong deterrent that's able to take away what they value, which is their military capability and their security forces and their own lives, and hold that at risk, and not this immoral idea of blowing up cities. Because cities don't attack America. Cities don't attack our friends. It's the weapons. And if you take the weapons away, they can't be the hegemonic power they wish to be, which is why they would use military force in the first place.
Thank you.